Rabbi Yeruchem, in one of his shmuzen, explains that a lot of times we can go through a lifetime, 70, 80, 90 years, and we live in this bubble that we're doing Torah mitzvahs, like the Yetzer Hara throws us a bone. That's the lashon he uses, throws us a bone to keep our conscience down. And yet the ikkar and the tachlis of what we're here for and what the Yetzer Hara is really winning over, we're totally blinded. He says, take a look at the Psukim. If you take a look in Shmois, turn to Shmois Chav Gimel, Perik Chav Gimel. In the Psukim it's Reish Lamates. So over there, you're talking about when Klal Yisrael is going into it's Yisrael, the Bani Shlomes. Telling Moshe Rabbeinu that I'm going to send Shini Shalich Shalich Lem Malach Lefanecho. Lei Sichrois Lem, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Ulelekeim Bris. Don't get friendly with them. With the Goyim. Lo Yeshvu Ba'artzecho. Make sure that they don't dwell. Kill them all out. In case they will cause you to do an aveira, you'll end up becoming fagoished. You'll end up serving the aveda zaras. This is the first time the Torah starts telling us, Moshe Rabbeinu starts telling us, we're going into Eretz Yisrael. Be careful. Don't learn from the goyim. Take a look further on in chapter Lamed Dalet in Pasuk Yud Beis. In the page Reish Pei. Hishom Elecha. Pentichreis Bris L'Yeshev Haaretz. Be careful. Don't make a covenant with them. Yeshua to those like Ashatabaleo, Penyilo Mekish Bekrabecho will be a stumbling block. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael Nochamo. You're going into Eretz Yisrael. Make sure you kill out all the goyim. Don't get friendly with them. Don't make any peace treaties with them. Don't become part of their. Turn to Bamidbo. In Bamidbar, Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Nun Aleph. Tof Kuf Chof Aleph. Dabel B'nei Yisrael. V'amalta Alem, Ki Atem Oirim Es Hayad Nun Eretz Kanaan. Moshe Akshpoch says to Moshe, go and tell Klal Yisrael, you're going to the Yardin, you're going over to Eretz Yisrael, Ve'irashtim is Kol Yeshve Oretz Mipneichem. And you're going to be Yashin the whole Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a mokim at this point of Aveda Zara. Ve'ibadetem is Kol Maskiyo Yisom, Ve'iz Kol Tzalmi Masicho Yisom, Ta'abedu is Kol Bomoshin Tashmidu. All the types of different Aveda Zara, make sure you smash it up and throw it out. Vayrashtem es ha'oretz v'yishavtem bo ki lochem nasati z'oretz. Now, go to Nun Hei, Pasuk Nun Hei. V'im lo'y terishes yeshve ha'oretz mipneichem. If you don't throw, if you don't take over the goyim and you leave the goyim around with their aveda z'oretz, v'hoyekash es t'yishile mehem l'sikim b'yineichem u'l'tzninim b'tzideichem v'tzora eschem al'oretz ha'shatav yeshim bo. They're going to cause you problems. They're going to cause you problems. They're going to be a pain in the neck. They're going to cause you to do aveiras. You're going to get influenced by them. Let's go to Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael before he dies. Go to Devarim Zion. Parshas Akev, no, just before Akev. Verse Chanan. Pasuk Beis. Ki yivyecha Hashem elekecha la'aretz asher avalam l'rishto. You're going to take it over. Unusonam Hashem elekecha l'fanacha v'yikisom. He's going to give you the land. You got to wipe them out. Hachlim tachlim leisam leisich lehem bris leisuchonim. Don't get friendly with them. Leisischatim bom. Don't chasnahavim with it. You got to wipe them out. You go through all the psukim over there. And you'll see ki ato ki im koy taasu mizbechesem titaytsu matzevayshin tishaberu. You've got to make sure you burn all the Avodah Zorahs that they have. Don't keep anything from them. Ki Am Kodesh Atol Hashem Elokecha. Your Am Kodesh. Let's go weiter. Chapter Zayin Chof Hei. Pasuk Chof Hei. Psile Eleheim Tisrufun Be'esh. The Avodah Zorahs, you've got to burn up. Loisach Mekes Lezov Aleim. Don't take anything home. Don't bring in their culture into your house. Out the window. We don't want to have any shaykhs. Go weiter in Parshas Re'eh, chapter Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis. You got to destroy all the mekaymas where the goyim served. Any place where there was an avodah zarah, when he tatzchem is b'chayisam shibatim is matzeivayisim, you got to break up, wipe out the whole all the avodah zarahs. You've got to make sure that there's nothing left for goyisht. No shaykhs to avodah zarah, nothing to do with their culture. Okay, then we go weiter. Pasuk Choftes. In the same parasha. Ki yachliz Hashem lekechaz agoyim asher tabo shomo. Lo reish rashi zayisom. Miponecho. You're going to come along and you're going to be yashin to Eretz Yisrael. Be careful, don't go looking after them. Saying, look how the goyim are enjoying themselves, serving Avodah Zorah. And I want to do as well. I want to be part of that culture. I'll stay in Ovid Hashem. I want to be part of that culture. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu, take a cheshbon. How many times in the Torah does Moshe Rabbeinu tell Klal Yisrael, every time he gives them a musa shmuz, weiter, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, you've got to be careful, you're going to get influenced. Mom again, weiter. Chapter Yud Ches. Pasuk Tes, chapter Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes. No. Jato boel olet hasher Hashem lekecha nisin loch. You're coming to the land that the Rebbe Hashem is giving you. Leisilmoid lasis ketoyev es hagoyim elo. Don't do the abominations what the goyim do. Leyam and yimotzachom mavet bnei bita beish kaisim ksomim moinu menachesh mechashiv. Throwing your kids through the fire, it's an Avodah Zorah. Doris HaLameisim, Ki Sovet Hashem, U'Biglal HaTo'ivus HaEilu Hashem Elokecha Meirish Oysom Yipanecha. These abominations is one of the reasons why Ribbono Shel Olam is wiping out all these goyim and giving you Eretz Yisrael. Noch amol. Go to chapter Chof, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ki hachreim tachrimeim hachiti vo amoyri haknani va apriza achi va yivuzi. You got to be machrim it. You got to destroy it, wipe it out. No shaykhus. Kashet tzivcha Hashem negecho. Leman in order, asher lo yimudu eskhem lasis kechoy la teyivis asher osu leleim. Vechatoshem Hashem nekechem. In order that you shouldn't have any shaykhus, or even see the toyevas or the culture of what the goyim did. Chatosin Hashem alekeichem. Then we come to Parshas Hazinu. But the whole parsha is be'etzem. So the Shira is being told to Klal Yisrael, be careful when you go into Eretz Yisrael. Vayovei Moshe v'idabez kol Hashira divrei Hashira azois. That he had to make a bris. Vayem aleim in pasuk mem vav. Simu levavchem l'chol advarim ha'elu. Listen to what I'm telling you, all this. This is going to be the way, this is going to be your chance in order to keep Eretz Yisrael and to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael and to yashin Eretz Yisrael, one thing. Don't learn from what the goyim have to do. Then we go weiter. Take a look in Parshas Vayelech, chapter Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Vayeim Hashem el Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hini Sheichiv im Av Yisrael, you're going to be nifta, v'kom o'om azeh, this nation is going to come, v'zona achrei heil necha ha'oretz, they're going to go after Avodah Zarah. V'azavani, they're going to leave me. The Hefiz Berisi Asheb Korasi Itoy. And they're going to break the covenant that I made with them. You made them an extra one. In Parashat Hazinu, you see that Rabbeinu Shloilo, that Moshe Rabbeinu made a special bris. Dafka on this Nakuda. V'chol ha'api b'yemahu v'azavtim, I'm going to leave them v'istati ponem mehem, I'm going to have astoros ponem, I'm going to hide myself from them. U'motzo'u rois, rabbis v'tzoros. And you're going to find plenty tzoros. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom is not with us. That's why we're in Soros. V'ato, Pasuk Yutes, Kisvu lachem b'shira azois. This shira, Shaparshas Hazinu. V'lamdes b'nei Yisrael, Sima levifneim, put it in front of the man, T'eli ashira azois, le'aid levnei Yisrael. This is going to be an aid by Klal Yisrael. Parshas Hazinu, where the Moshe Rabbeinu makes a new bris with Klal Yisrael, and he warns them that there'll come a time, be careful of being influenced by the goyim. And then as Moshe Rabbeinu is being nifta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, there's going to come a time, Sheichev Ma'avisecho, you're going to be nifta, you're coming upstairs. Oh, but Klal Yisrael, what's going to be with the Klal Yisrael? Tell them again. There's going to be tzoros, rabbis, rois. Why? They're not Yiddish. They've got a different Rebbeinu Shalom. Says the Birucham. There's no other Hashora in the Torah that is written so many times in so many different ways to impress on Klal Yisrael the Choyma Issa of being influenced by the Goyim. Who are we talking about? We're talking about a Dor Midbo that had mon every day, didn't change their clothes for 40 days, all the nisim of the Anei HaKovod. Matan Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf, Ros HaShivcha Bayom, Mashalo Roy Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Who are we talking about? And we're telling them, the Dor Dea, that there's never been such a generation. We're telling them, be careful. You're going to see this Sashtunkana Aveda Zora. And what you see, you're going to have a Yetzirah for it. We don't even understand the Yetzirah of Aveda Zora. The Yetzirah of Aveda Zora, till the Chachomim took it away, was 1,000 times more than any Yetzirah of Arayis that we have today. It was a bigger Yetzirah. And the same way as we don't understand the Yetzirah of Aveda Zora, we won't understand the Avodah Zorah of Arayis when we take a come upstairs Lacha Me'eva Esim, and we'll suddenly realize, what are you, crazy? This is what we've been running after. This is what we were involved. Oh, but we're talking about Dor Dea here. Who we're talking about? Says Rabbi Yeruchim, there's a famous Goyin. The Goyin says there's a Yetzahara Bipnimi and there's a Yetzahara Chitzayni. Everybody's born with an internal Yetzirah. He has to deal with his own tivus. But then there's a Yetzirah Chitzoini that I'm affected with what I see. And I get affected and it takes me over. And the Goyin writes that the Yetzirah Chitzoini is stronger than the Yetzirah Apnimi. My natural Yetzirah that I was born with is nowhere near as strong as the Yetzirah Chitzayni. That I'm affected by what I see, I'm affected by what people do, and I want to be part of that culture. And that's so strong that even Klal Yisrael, Mekablei HaTorah, Dor Dea, who lived 40 years with such nisim, with living with the Ribbono Shel Olam said, warn them so many times, make a cheshbon how many times we've read in the, there's not one is in the Torah, Shabbos, Yom Kippur, nothing is written so many times like this Issa. Be careful, warn them, they're going into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to see Avodah Zorah, they're going to see people throwing their kids through fire, they're going to see people, all types of Avodah Zorahs. And you're going to get influenced. Influenced by what? By Vashtunkana Avodah Zorah, a piece of rock, a Baal Pa'or. Yeah. Because Yetzirah Chitzoini is so strong that it takes you over, and it's not as strong, it's stronger than any Yetzirah Pnimi that we have. If you take a look at Moshe Rabbeinu talks about Kivras HaTaiva, that Klal Yisrael had a Taiva for Bosa, he talks about it Beremes, and it just moves on. If you take a look at all the Musa that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about, basically he's talking about Yetzirah Chitzoini. Don't get affected, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to be attracted from their Avodah Zorah, from their cultures. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, you see from here, it's a fact of life. You can't fight it. There's a Metzias. Yetzirah Chitzoini is so powerful that you can be a Dor Dea and it doesn't work. What's Pshat? Pshat is because Yetzirah Chitzoini, says Rabbi Yeruchim, is Olam HaMaisa. Yetzirah Pnimi is Machshova. I have a Yetzirah, I'm thinking about doing something. So when it's B'Machshova, so my Yetzirah Toiv, my Machshova can come along and overpower it. But when it's Olam HaMaisa, it's it in front of me, I feel it, it's physical, all my Machshova is not going to help. It's not going to help. It's going to take me over totally. I will be influenced and nothing will help. You can see the Ribbono Shel'Olam in front of you. You can see the writing on the wall. Garnished. You'll have a million tirutzim why you're over the Avodah Zarah. Yeron ben Nevat had millions of tirutzim why he made Klal Yisrael and go up to the base of Mikdash and serve Avodah Zarah. Allah from a tirutzim. But the Metzius is, it takes you over and it controls you. And that's a fact of nature. Because the Metzius is what we want, what we want to do is all in Olam HaMachshava. We want to want. We be'emes want to make it. So what's stopping you? Because the Metzius of the world out there is controlling me. What I'm going to see is going to affect me more than a million and one ratzonos of wanting to do good. That's the koach of Yetzirah Chitzayin. It's a fact of life. In the same way, when you're hungry, you have to eat. And when you're tired, you have to go to sleep. When there's something that you see, it will take you over. However much of a tzaddik you are. That's the koach of Yetzirah Chitzayin. Here I want to learn with you a shtickle from Rabbi Yerucham inside. Unbelievable shtickle. It's kedai to see it inside. In our generation, says Rabbi Yerucham, you can be a yeshiva bacha, you can be sitting and learning all day. When you see their culture out there, you become fagoished. Onu niri sheika amashchis va'amache es klal yisrael ena ela yitzhar zel shumi b'chutz. The ika mashchis that's killing klal yisrael as klal yisrael is the Yetzirah Mibachutz, is the culture of the Goyim that's coming into us. We are getting fagoished. When you look at Klal Yisrael as a whole, it's unbelievable. And you're going back now, close to 80 years. Where did Klal Yisrael get this new kind of Torah? Games. Right, I belong to a party. Im loy ma yetzahara shi bebachutz. If it's not from the outside yetzahara. Harim mavel moed, it's unbelievable. Mein ze bo klal al klal Yisrael, dvorn kemoi mischak ha-football. Yeah? How does klal Yisrael bechlal have a musik of football? My Zaydi used to say, as football was given to Goyim as a matona to klal Yisrael. Because if it wouldn't be for the game of football, then what would Goyim do? They would go to the bar, like we do, right? And they would get drunk, and then they would make a pogrom, right? Into the Yiddish ghetto. That would be the thing. How does, so the Rabbi Shalom sent a matana called football, that the Goyim should get drunk by the games, and they should start over there, and they won't have time for Yidden. What did we do? We took their material, as you could say, and we became part of our culture. Mischvat ab football oya koyach. Koyach was the name of a team. Eze shaykh is ze am Yisrael. What shaykh does Klal Yisrael have to this? Veich ni eze kezeis bi Yisrael that shiyasu kabolos ponem la koyach va skoytun. Skoytun was a football team that won the game. And it must have been that they went through one of the big towns where the Yidden were, Chveis Kovna, one of these places, and the Yidden came out and cheered them on, right? He said, how does Klal Yisrael go out and cheer on a bunch of Fashtunkene Goyim, and eins ein Abande von Schwarzes, am Halten von sie? Bishloi meitzel a Goyim in ze Chiddush. Kishin istakel bi historia shlem, if you look at the history, et zon kemach loi nishtala el Atzura. It just changed what the game is. Kaloi a years ago, there was Mischak at Stadion. They used to go to the stadium. Mischak Ashvron, they used to play the bull games, the bull fights. Right? That was the game. It changed. It became 22 Shvatas, 11 on 11 fighting each other. The same Shvarim, just in two legs, four legs, all the same. Aval me'ein zeh leklal Yisrael. How does this come to Klal Yisrael? Ein zeh ki im vayis arvu bagoyim. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. They will misarv bagoyim. There was a misarv bagoyim. Vayilam duvim asayim. And they learned from the Meisim. Now he goes even further. This is unbelievable. He says, the Alter von Kelm used to say, B'chukisem lo teilechu. In their statutes you should not go. So he says, Mishpotim, there's Mishpotim and Chukim. Mishpotim, I understand, is a reason. Chukim is without a reason. So what does it say? It says in the Torah, B'chukisem lo teilechu. Things that don't make sense, don't go after them. So what are you going after them? It doesn't make sense. Because that's the koyach of being influenced. He says, Chukim ain't born beloy tam. It's without a reason. It's kamishpatim im oiskimaseyem. If you do kamishpatim, that makes sense. So I can understand. Yesh eizet statkus milsa b'taima. I can understand. You want to do it. Avalasis ketoyaveseyem ketoyaveseyem. B'dvarom sheinlem aftam. Just to go after their taivas that have no reason. Rak gezeis v'chukim shelhem. Unbelievable. He says, he gives a cheshbon. He throws something in. Vini roi onu, she'ata nasa etzlam l'chok. It became a new fashion. She'bekisa elyon, in the top pocket, masimi makpachas aduma. Right? In the top pocket of your jacket, you put a red handkerchief. That was the style going back 100 years ago. Zokti, does that have a reason? Because some fashtunken goy made up in Paris, that should be. It's ala yidin gein azoy. That's ubuchu keseyem loy seylechu. We don't even have, there's no reason to it. But because the goyim took that on as a fashion, so we took it on as part of our culture. We might even say it's gadlus ha'odom. Right? You might come up with a whole shtickle Torah. Ach, chas v'shalom. It's a chashivas from a yeshiva bocha. Uladati kishon aroyim ba Torah azhorah kemaisa eretz mitzrayim ukemaisa eretz kenan. With the passage that we read before, like the Mice of Eretz Mitzrayim, or the Mice of Eretz Kanan, Hashem, Mevi Eschem Shoma, Loisasu, Uvuchukeseim, Loiseleichu, in the chukas that don't make sense, and Yishameh Mizeh horror. I hear a warning, Shloye Etlechem football, Ukadoima, Shloitasu, Kamaisa Agoim. This shouldn't be a game of football. You can say, I'm bringing it down, each one. But I want to go even further. Not only did it become a chuk, not only did it become part of our, we're moisa nefesh for it. We're willing to break up that cost of the yeshiva 10,000 shekel to pour in $10,000. We're willing to pull the thing out the wall in order that I can see my game. Do you understand what an avodah zara it is? Does anybody look for their tefillin the same way they're trying to get the internet to work for the game? Does anybody go and look for mishnayis or chomish or siddur? Does anybody run for Armenia Shmei Rabo? The way that you were moisten nefesh to pull that out of the wall? The territories of Bukhikisem Loiseleichu. It became part of our culture and we've lost ourselves. We don't even realize how fagoish we became. If you think about it, says Rabbi Rucham, there's not one bone in our body that you can come up and say that's Torahdik. It might be covered with some learning. It might be covered with some mitzvahs. Ob in essence, mazenen fagoisht. We dress like the goyim. We go after the latest fashions. Chuk is saying, does it make sense that you should be walking around in all different types of colors? Favos, why? The terrorist is, well, they're going in Paris decided that blue shoes look good, that red socks look good. So we go after it. We don't even realize how much ubuchukisem loiseleich we are controlled by. Everything that comes out, we have to be part of it. any culture that comes out, if I don't have the latest car and the latest advice in technology, if I don't have the iPhone 6 Plus, I'm a loser. I'm not part of the world. You got to be connected, man. The Rambam says different. The Rambam says an interesting zach. The Rambam says, Derech briyoso shel adam liyos nimshach achareya v'chaveirov. The derech of a person is to be nimshach, is to be pulled in through his friends and his chaveirim. Noyeg keminag anche medinosei. This is what the Rambam says. I don't know if you have the Rambam there. Lefikoch, I'm reading you out a Rambam. Sarech odom lischabe letzadikim. You got to be part, you got to have chaveim who are tzadikim. Veyisrachik min harashoyim. And you got to be misrachik from the rashoyim. Says the Rambam, take a look. Vimhoyu kolam medinois. Shu yoydom v'shomim shumos noigim bederach leitoiva. If you knew that all the countries that you're around you are, it's a bad culture. Says the Rambam, you've got to be Yeshiv Levado Yechidi. You've got to be just in your own house. Be careful where you go out. And if they were so bad that it's impossible to live in the country, wherever I go, I walk down the street, it's the Avodah Zorah, the Shmutz, the Gila Arois is straight in my face. So it's impossible to be an Oved Hashem. Because Vatirah she could say, I'm going to learn from their Maisim. Doctor, you got to run to the Midborius. You got to run out to a Midbor, to the Myros. The Rambam's a fanatic? No. The Rambam says that Hayyis, that we live in Golos, and we're affected, and the Yetzirah Mibachut is so strong against any Rotzen. Any rotzen that we want to turn around, and how much we want, it's not going to help. The only way is to go to a midbar, to go to a cave, run away from the people, don't be part of the culture. Today we have a Beis HaMedrash, we have a Yerushalayim, there's a few places where there's still Mekoymes. A Beis HaMedrash we call a midbar. But in the big picture, the Rambam's saying that Hayyish, the koyach of how we are so influenced and how we learn subconsciously and how we become fagoished has such an effect on us that it's impossible to live in a Medina. Not for nothing did the Brisker Rav say it's also to gain treif in America. Because they'd ogle learn the Rambam properly. We find by Ben Soira Omeira. Everybody asks, what's the Is of Ben Soira Omeira so terrible? He's 12 and a half years old, Achmein, whatever, 13 years old, 3 months. What did he have? A stickle flesh? A bissel vine? Dr. Evan Ezra. Inyan Ben Soira Omeira, whom is Shizek, Kumoy Apikoyrus. Why is he considered an Apikoidus? Kilo yivakesh chaya olam hazeh, because he only wants to have, his whole bikush in olam hazeh is ki imlis aneg, to have a good time. B'chol mine ma'echol u'mishte. That's what the Sipurna, Evan Ezra says. Evan Ezra says, why is the Ben Soira Moira so terrible? Because his whole outlook, his whole focus is to have a good time. Good time, chayev misa, because that's a goy. A goy is chukasem lo yisalechu. We're out here to drink, be merry. Tomorrow we die, and we don't even realize how much we live that culture. Yeah, I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to daven. I'm willing to do mitzvahs, but I want a good time. Good time, does a ben soira meira. The first thing that we're asked when we come upstairs is Kovata Itim Latoira. Will you Kovaya Itim Latoira? What does Kovias Itim Latoira mean? So when the Mishnah says, Shamay Omer, I say Teros Chokeva, Umalachtecho Arai. What does that mean? Teros Chokeva, Umalachtecho Arai. It doesn't mean that you'd be learning 12, 15 hours a day. We're not talking about that you're not allowed to go to work. What does Teros Chokeva mean? It says, Rabbi Yeruchim, Teros Chokeva means not in how many hours a day you're learning, and how important it is to you. Are you being forced to go to work because I have to? But Teros Chokeva, that's where my focus of the day is. I'm waiting to get back to the learning. I'm waiting to be an Oved Hashem. I'm not running into davening. Chapa mincha. Oh, I forgot. I got a chapa mariv. Teros Chokeva means that I live Torah. I live according to the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted me to keep Torah. That's the kvius. Kvius means, is it part of me? Or my Torah dekiyit, or my fagoist? And I'm an oved avodah zarah, and I'm part of this whole culture of having a good time. And on the side, yeah, I'm kvei itim la Torah. Sure, I have a seder every day. I got a daf yomi. Sure, an hour a day, I have daf yomi. Finished us twice. And I'm about kishon as well, because I managed to do it sleeping as well. Kol zman Teroscha is not keva by you, go on. You'll go through 60, 70, 80 years, and the Shloya Sani Goy, what the Chofetz Chaim used to say, I used to think before I say the Broch of Shloya Sani Goy, is there any Ava in my body that's fagoist? Shloya Sani Goy. That's what we say every day. Shloya Sani Goy doesn't mean he didn't make him for a Goy. We are Goyim. We happen to have a few mitzvahs on the side that we realize that it's kedai to do because we might get schar. And you know what? It might bring more panosah. It's a skula to learn this. It's a skula to say brich shemei. I walked into a shul and a guy said to me, brich shemei. Do you know, if you say brich shemei, you saw they just gave out this special card with brich shemei and it's translated. It's a gewaldige skula for a lot of for panosah, for whatever you want. I said, I don't know. I know that if you keep the Torah, that's the biggest skula. If you live like a Jew, the guy has the internet in his house, but Brich Shemei is a scholar. Habibi, it doesn't work that way. We're going to come upstairs and the Rebbe is going to look at us and say, Jewish? Jewish? A Yid? What Shaykh do you have to Yiddishkeit? Was Teros Chokeva? Was Malach Techo Arai? Was your whole focus on making Panosa to be an Oved Hashem? Or to get more and more money? Is it because I'm not ready to sit and learn? Is it because I can't? Not everybody's cut out for learning. But everybody's cut out to be a Yid. And when I turn around and I say, I'm not cut out for learning, so let me go to work. What does work mean? Does work mean that now I have a heter to throw myself in to have more and more dollars? To be part of the culture, I have a nicer car, I have a nicer house. Take a look at what the Chofetz Chaim says. This is the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras Halosha. I want to go through this, it's very negeir to what we spoke about Thursday night. Talks about there the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah's assay. Take a look. This Chofetz Chaim's right. I'm not saying any chidushim over here. We talk about being fagoished, being teros chokeva. Ach bazeh, so go to the second part of it, by the Haggah. So over there, the Chofetz Chaim is talking about the issa of Talmud Torah, that if I speak Lashon Hara, I'm also over a love of Talmud Torah. So there he talks about the Issa of B'Shas, when I say Talmud Torah, when I say Lashon Hara, I'm also over on Talmud Torah. And he says that there's other times during the day where I'm not learning. So he says, there you have a heter for panosa. You have a heter for panosa. Now, what's the heter for panosa? What's the heter for panosa? So he comes over here and he says, ach bazeh tzoch lizoyim ma'oyit. You got to be very careful. Shlo yoytzi al zeh zman lo yoyse michdei hechrechi hamiti. You shouldn't give out more time than you need to sustain yourself. Cover your bills. Vishlo yaniach la hayetze es darkoi bazeh. Don't let the Yetzara take you over. He's going to come along and say, everything is you need. You know what I mean? I'm making a panosa. I'm already moving up in my standard in the community. So I need more money. I need a nicer house. I've got to make a bigger chasna. I've got to give up. How can I make a small chasna? Do you know who I am? How the Yetzirah blinds us. The teva of a person is im yetiv imay re'eyu. If his friend does him a favor, ashu bosav adam kamoyu bematnas chinam with a present. Oyim hu bal melacha, or he's a worker. Ve'yiskeren balabais echod lemalachtoi, and he gets hired by somebody. Kol sheitan leyesa. The more I give as a balabos to the person who works for me, who yoyse nichna, he's more subservient to him. And he's more quicker, he'll do the work better. But us, in the avodah of the Ribbono shel Olam, asher gam bo anu nechshavim kischirei yom, we're also considered schirei yom. We're also hired by the Ribbono shel Olam. We also owe him. We're working for him. Anan agira yom anan. Chazal hold us that we always chira yom. Is a yitzhar a matez dor kein lasus mihipuch lehipuch. He goes the other way. Kichol mashak gadosh bochu yosef leiba toiva. The Ribbono shel Olam is going to give him a lot of toiva. So he's matzliach in business. Ve'yarviach loy basok of yosef. And he's going to make more and more money. Yisitenu yitzhar. The yitzhar is going to come along and say, the way how rich you are, you have to you've got to find a nicer house. It's pasnished. You consider the one of the choshev balabatim of the town. You have a standard. You have a name in. You can't live in such a posh house. You've got to go with choshev clothes. You got to go like the balabatim choshiva. Shim loy kein. If not so, tizvaz leine chaverecho. You're going to be mavuzah in front of your friend. It's a loser. V'lechein ato muchrach ato levatu b'pam hazeh. It's a kviz. It's in the Torah. Because you got to close the deal. So therefore, today I can't come to learn. I can't be kaveh in the Torah because I'm busy in the office. And I've got to fly all over the world because I've got to make more money. Because if I don't make more money, helps him. And he goes, becomes a billionaire. The Torah tells him, more. Be more busy. And when he won't be able to hold out with all these business, Yirena Yetzer Hechach V'yema, She'atel Lefi Riba HaSokim, She'nosin Lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're a one-man show. No, you've got to bring in a lot of people under you. Ata Muchach Litan Anashe Anoshim Tachas Mishmata. You've got to have a lot of people working under you. U'lahamid Kolesh HaPukudosei. Each one is a manager in his own thing. K'dei She'ir HaSucha BaSucha. Go back to the top. The more you make money, the more the branch is going to come up and say, so you need a nicer house, you've got to go for a vacation, you've got to run away from all the schnorrers that come from Eretz Yisrael, you need a bit of time. Torah? You won't have time. You won't even have time to chop a mincha, chop a mincha. I can't even go to mincha. Because I go to mincha, there's 15 schnorrers waiting for me. The yira loy hayetze b'chol ze, ki u muchrach l'fi osher u kvoidoi, the asok of a rabbin, the yidam el atzma. Now we all live in that world of fantasy. Ko'oyava b'em is kilu, he is the Rebbein Shalom's best friend. He is the gizbo of the Rebbein Shalom. U miskaven rak l'toivosa. Not that he shouldn't be a joke in front of all his friends. In Olam Habo, he'll tell him slowly. You're going to come along and you're going to say, wasn't it Torah? Wasn't it Tefillah? Besides, so you gave you a few million dollars to the Mir. Is was the geschehen da? What happened to Torah? What happened to Tefillah? There's a whole Yiddishkeit around here. What's the heter? And you're going to say, no. We're like Christians. Father, I have sinned. Here's your dollar. I'm agur kauf the Rebbeinu Shalom. When it comes to Torah and to Tefillah, go on this. I'm so busy. And if it wouldn't be for me, what would happen to Olam HaTorah? Do you know how many moisters I support? Rebbein Shalom has plenty of shluchim. And when we come upstairs and we're going to suddenly realize that how many hours and how many years we threw away of kovata itim l'Torah. That we lived in this balloon of we think we got these mitzvahs that we're taken care of and the Rebbein Shalom is okay with it. And yet we're fagoyched. We live in this sheker of Yetzer Hara Chitzoni. The alt is mutter. Everything is mutter. I'm not cut out for learning, so I can go to work. So I've got a heter to do. That's a standard of a balabos. There's no problem. You can have a 42-inch in your house. You can have it in your bedroom. Say that you want to get your kid into cheder and move it into the bedroom. So we'll keep it out of the salon. Okay, no problem. There are certain fanatical schools around Lakewood and around New York that won't take a kid in if Chas V'Shalom is a 42-inch in the salon. Okay, so we'll move it into the bedroom. Do we understand that even if you do go out to work, that I say Teros Chokeva means that my focus is totally only on Torah? Yisrael v'araisa kutcha brichu chatu. It's all one. Says Yisrael Eli Weintraub a muridik avod. He says, if somebody comes over to you and says to you, do you believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom? What are you going to say? Avada! Ein od mavadoi. Right? And we'll dance around the beam of 50 times on Simchat Torah. Ein od mavadoi. And we'll jump Hashem ulekim by Ne'ilah muridik. The same ein od mavadoi was steht after Rebbeinu Shalom. Says on Torah, Yisrael v'oiraisa, Yisrael klal Yisrael v'oiraisa on Torah kutcha brichu chadu is one. So the same Einod Mulvadoi that we say on the Rebbeinu Shalom is Einod Mulvadoi is also on Torah. On klal Yisrael we agree Einod Mulvadoi. Jews are the smartest, the best, right? Einod Mulvadoi. There's nothing better than Jews. Yiddish a cop, you know what you want. Sometimes what happens to us is we get so fagoish that our cup is affected that we get fagoish to kep and it doesn't go in. So it's called today ADD. I call it APP. One big porn head. And when you've got a porn head, you won't be able to understand Gemara Rashi Tosfos. But nothing to do with ADD or ADHD. It's where your focus is, we're fagoished. We're willing to do anything to watch a game, to be part of that culture. We'll dress the way they dress. Leben wie ein Yid, das nicht. We're not ready to give up to live like a Yid. To say Einod Mulvada on Torah, and the Rebbe Yisrael I'm asking, but to say Einod Mulvada on Torah, that Torah is the only way I'm going to live. I say Torah Chokeva. That is what's kriveya, Torah only, and my whole focus is to be a yid. Das nicht. That we're not ready to do. That's the Yetzer HaRa Chitzoni, And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, and that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom was scared, that that's going to be the Ikar Churban in Klal Yisrael all through the generations. So then it was a Fashtunken Avodah Zorah. So here we have a different Avodah Zorah we could put it even in our pocket. Or we have Avodah Zorah that we go out and we see what they have and we want to be part of it. I'm not even going down the road of where we get taken in. If you learn Mishnayos, I'll take you to a ball game. That's what a father will say to his kid. Right? So if he's a fanatic Ben Torah, so he won't go himself. He'll make sure somebody else takes him because he can't walk in looking like a greaseball to a game. Do you understand what's going on over here? If you learn Mishnayos, if you do a mitzvah, I'll take you to a ball game. Wrong or right? Do you understand where we're holding? Do you understand where we're holding? That will chukisem leislech. If you learn Torah, the Yid says in Eretz Yisrael 3,000 years ago, he said to his kid, "If you learn Torah, I'll take you to the Baal Poi and Doton kenst machan asher yotza." Because that's how they serve. That's how they serve the Baal Poi. Can you imagine saying that to a kid? If you learn Mishnayos, I'll take you for an outing. You want to know where to go? We're going to go to Baal Poi. We're going machan asher yotza Doton. Because that's how they serve Avodah Zorah. That's what we're doing today. M'shem zech nisht. We'll stand there with 20,000 kids and we'll scream for Schwarze when he got the ball into the net. We are so vergeuscht that Torah Chakeva doesn't exist. That our focus is Torah. Einot b'vado and Torah, das nisht. A Baal Tshuva is ready to do it. We're not. Baal Tshuva is ready to walk in and Oy Sameach 3 months later, we spoke about last night. We're ready to say Einot Mulvada, even on Torah. We're not. We're not ready to say Torah is gonna tell me. We're not ready to go to business, even though we can't sit all day and let Torah lead our business, not business lead our Torah. That we're not ready for. Rebellious says one mode of the kavot. Zahalocha. Kol shebiyam tohi, chutz mikelav hamayim. If you take a fish and you make a keli out of its skin, it's not makabel tuma. Any skin from a behemoth, if you make it into kli, is makabel tuma. But kol shebiyam, anything that was in the yam is tohi, it stays tohi. Chutz mikelav hamayim. My mind is called a dogfish, I don't know what that is. But it comes because it runs to the land. That means it can live in the water and it can live outside. Can it live for long outside? No. But it can live outside for some time before it has to jump back in. So since it lives on both sides of the fence, it's Tommy. He has a din as if it grew on the land, and therefore if I take its skin, it becomes Tommy. That's for sure, a kelev shebiyam can't exist on this ground. If you take him out of the water for too long, he's going to die like a fish. He has the yecholus of coming out of the water for a shtickle tzeit, for some time, and then going back in. But he belongs in the water. He's a kelev shebiyam. But even so, he's tommy. If you take his skin and you make a keli, it becomes tommy. Why? Because he has sheichus to the yam. He has sheichus to being on the ground. Says Rebellion, Kol Shebiyam Toy. If you're in the Chay, if you're totally involved in Torah and you live a Torahic life, Tohoy, you stay Tohoy. Or but Kelev Shebiyam, when you're on both sides of the fence, even though you hold yourself for a Yid, and even if you say that I learn in the Beis Hamedrash an hour or two a day, and I do mitzvahs and I have an Esther that's $300, $500, beautiful. Or but if we're not Goy, I'm a Kelev Shebiyam, I can live on both sides of the fence. Tomei! Because that's not what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to live. Rebbeinu Shalom says, V'chukisem lo yiseleichu. It's pshat, Einoid Mulvada is no af Torah. Einoid Mulvada, if I can just say it on the Rebbeinu Shalom and not on Torah, I'm missing the point. When we talk about going to work, there's no waste in going to work. The Musaq of Kerel didn't exist 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Take a look in the Gemaras. Everybody worked enough to make a pruta for that day, and then they ran to the Beis HaMedrash. Because the kivias was Torah. Their focus and their whole chiyus came from being a yid, an oved Hashem. Obi if I'm a kelev shebayam, Tommy. And how much we are a kelev shebayam, that's how Tommy we are. And if you want to check yourself out, take a look, each one of us, the Shaloya Sani Goy, how much each Ava is a fagoisht. And when we're going to come upstairs, Kavata Itim Latoira, it's going to be the first kasha that they ask us. Nasasa Nasasa Bamuna Kavata Itim Latoira. It's not how many hours I learned. And you can go through a whole life, and we're living like Kelev Shebayam. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the Sotan, the Yitzhahara, will throw us a bone. Here's a bone. Esrog, you went to Umun for Rosh Hashanah, you got his Seirus. You went to this tzaddik for bracha. This tzaddik for bracha, you gave $1 million to this yeshiva, $1 million to that yeshiva. You did your mitzvahs. Right? There'll be a nice hesped written up for me in the Yated, on the Medea. No problem. True balabos. Torah dik balabos. Whatever Torah dik means. The word doesn't exist in America, Torah dik. And you forgot the main thing that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted. You're going to come upstairs and they're going to ask you, Ein oid mulvadei on Torah? Did Torah, was Torah the thing that led you through life? Is that how you decided what's right and what's wrong? We're not ready to accept that. We're not ready to accept Ein oid mulvadei on Torah. We want to be the Kelev Shebayam. And the only time that we're going to turn around and not be affected, if the Rambam says that we are affected by our chaverim and the way where we live, and if we don't take special precautions on making ourselves closed in, yeah, closed in, we live in a ghetto, yeah, Jews live in the ghettos. We're not broad-minded, yeah, we live in ghettos. Because that's the only way Yidden survived Golos. By not being part of the Geisha culture. As soon as the ghetto walls came down, we were lost. Then our scholar came, communism came, everything, all the isms came. Today we don't have to have ghettos even anymore. Because in the Beis HaMedrash itself, the Kelev Shebayam is. Is anybody willing to give up the phone? Is anybody willing to give up the whole culture? Or is there Mesiras Nefesh out there? We must watch that game. It's so important to me. I will come in like a bull van and pull it out. I've got no problem with that. I understand a Bocha wants to watch a game. But it just shows how much the Avodah Zorah is part and parcel of us. We're all Bali Po'er. No, we have different ways of doing Asher Yotzeh. But it's all the same Avodah Zorah of Baal Po'er. We're not embarrassed. Because we don't believe in Ein Oid Mulvadei in Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the Siyata Dishmaya and the Seichel, that when we decide and we understand the Ein Oid Mulvadei, it should work in a way where Kovata Itim LaTorah. That's the way I look at life.